There's an estimated 500 inmates in prisons and jails across the country who have tested positive for the coronavirus, according to Patricia Richman of the Federal Public and Community Defenders. 17 inmates across the country have died from the virus. But it's quite possible those figures are artificially low, as little testing has been carried out at the prisons. Richman says prisoners face extra risks of catching the coronavirus.
The fact is that prisons are tinderboxes for infectious disease. Social distancing is impossible in federal prisons. Clients eat, sleep, and shower in close proximity to each other. They share cells that are 6 by 8 with one another, often 2 people in each cell. Are they in large rooms grouped together with cubicles separating them? They've been in lockdown now for about 4 weeks. The BOP announced on Monday that it would be extending that lockdown. And the reality of that means that for all but 1 hour, clients are locked in their cells. It's miserable, it's harsh, it's extremely punitive.
Richman says prisoners have reported that they lack access to basic hygiene products and find soap dispensaries are often empty. Healthy inmates are being housed near inmates showing coronavirus symptoms, and testing remains extremely limited. Family and civil rights groups are calling for action. They're asking for more inmates to be released from prison, especially those still waiting for their trials and inmates over the age of 50 with pre-existing conditions who are serving the last year of their sentence. Sakira Cook of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights says the CARE Act passed by Congress sends $850 million to state and local law enforcement to help them respond to the coronavirus pandemic. Cook wants this money to be used to help protect inmates from the virus.
We want to ensure that that money also goes to those who are in prison, right? For testing, for PPE for prisoners, for healthcare and hygiene support. There is the ability to use those resources to facilitate release of people in jails at the local level and to disincentivize arrest, right? We don't want law enforcement arresting people for things that they can cite them for in this moment.
Several bills have been introduced in Congress to address the incarcerated during the pandemic. The Emergency Community Supervision Act, introduced by California Senator Kamala Harris and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, would release the inmates in federal prison who are most vulnerable to COVID-19 unless they pose a violent risk to the community. Inmates who are pregnant, older than 50, or with underlying health conditions would be released if the bill passes. In the House, Southern California Representative Karen Bass and New York Representative Gerald Nadler have introduced the COVID-19 Correctional Facility Emergency Response Act, which would send $1 billion to states and local governments to encourage them to release inmates at risk from COVID-19 early. Bass explains what she'd like to see in the next House coronavirus relief package.
We have a variety of things that we're asking for in this package. They do involve early release. They also involve not arresting people right now. In Los Angeles, I'm proud to say, for example, people are not getting arrested for warrants and things like that. Like traffic. I mean, you know, you've got people sitting in jail because they couldn't pay a traffic fine. And then we tell people, you know, to have social distancing.
Advocates are also calling for support for inmates who are released during the coronavirus pandemic, like housing for those with nowhere to go. The California Corrections Department reports that around 3,500 inmates have been released in California to reduce crowding in prisons and help slow the spread of the virus. The inmates were all due to be released during the next 2 months and were serving sentences for nonviolent crimes. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.